This is KERA News. A small group of Dallas faith leaders gathered beneath the Confederate War Memorial in Pioneer Park today, demanding the city proceed with its original recommendation to remove the public monument. The gathering comes amid new city staff recommendations last week to maintain the 121-year-old monument and add historical context to it instead, a move that would save the city hundreds of thousands of dollars and a move that Mayor Mike Rawlings supports. The Reverend Gerald Britt is vice president of external affairs at City Square. He believes the Confederate monuments are a city embarrassment.
It's interesting that we don't give tours to Amazon and to other companies when they come by to see whether or not Dallas is a fit place to live. If we are officially ashamed of these monuments, why are we maintaining them? Why are we holding them up? Why are we protecting them?
Following violent protests in Charlottesville, Virginia in August, cities across the country grappled with what to do with their Confederate symbols, which some have called tributes to slavery, racism, and white supremacy. Dallas Mayor Rawlings convened a task force which recommended removing the Confederate War Memorial downtown and renaming several streets. Weeks later, cranes removed the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee on horseback from Lee Park in Oaklawn. The Reverend Michael Waters is pastor of Joy Tabernacle African Methodist Episcopal Church in Dallas. He says Rawlings can't take the middle ground on this issue.
There's some issues for which a compromise cannot be made. It's just a moral decision of right and wrong. And we know that this is a decision that takes moral courage. And we hope that the mayor and city council find the moral courage to finish the work.
The city council is expected to take up a vote on the war memorial sometime in April. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.